From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president-elect embarks on his thank you tour. U.S. president-elect Donald Trump begins what he's calling his thank you tour today with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. That will take place hours after he appears in Indiana, touting an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there.
In Indiana, Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more formal announcement of the deal to keep jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci says it's an example of the president-elect's economic policies at work.
If you keep 1,000 jobs for the Carrier Corporation and you leave them in Indiana, well, that's an increase, or at least not a decrease, in your tax base. So the idea here is to use the tax policy to create more middle-class jobs and to create wage growth for the working class.
In a statement Wednesday, the company said factors in its decision to stay included financial incentives from Indiana and a promise from the incoming Trump administration to, quote, create an improved, more competitive U.S. business climate. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the incrementally tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the U.N. Security Council, but few in the region expect these new measures to deter the Kim Jong-un government. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe put out a statement of support for the new council resolution, saying it reflects the international community's intention to take tough measures that are in a completely different dimension from past ones. The South Korean government urged North Korea to heed the international community's warning and halt its programs. This is VOA News. Russia pledged Thursday to continue its support of Syrian forces in Aleppo until the city is cleared of terrorists. The comment from Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov came after a meeting Thursday with his Turkish counterpart Mevlut Cavusoglu, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Russia and Turkey backed different sides in the conflict, with Russia a strong ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey supporting the rebels who have spent more than 5 years trying to push him from power. The Syrian military campaign in Aleppo, which includes Russian airstrikes, has raised international concerns about the safety of civilians in the rebel-held eastern part of the city. Syria has long described opposition fighters there and elsewhere as terrorists. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien is calling for states with influence to do everything within their power to help end the suffering.
For the sake of humanity, we call on, we plead with the parties and those with influence to do everything in their power to protect civilians and enable access to the besieged part of eastern Aleppo before it becomes one giant graveyard.
O'Brien called on the Security Council to overcome its long-held divisions over Syria, to stop the brutality, and also prevent a similar fate befalling other Syrians. Buzz Aldrin, the 86-year-old retired U.S. astronaut who was the second man to walk on the moon, has been evacuated from the South Pole for medical reasons. A statement from the tour operator said Aldrin was visiting Antarctica as part of a tourist group when his condition deteriorated. It said Aldrin was evacuated on the first available flight out of the South Pole, describing the move as a precaution. No other details about Aldrin's condition were released. In 1969, Aldrin and Neil Armstrong became the first men to walk on the moon as part of the Apollo 11 mission. In recent years, Aldrin has authored books for adults and children and advocated establishing a permanent human colony on Mars. An unmanned Russian cargo ship blasted off Thursday with a load of supplies to the International Space Station. However, Russian space officials say they have not been getting any data from it. The Progress MS-04 cargo craft lifted off as scheduled at 8:51 p.m. from Russia's Space Launch Complex in Kazakhstan. It entered an orbit 9 minutes later and was set to dock with the space station on Saturday. Russia's space agency said in a statement carried by Russian news agencies that transmission of data from the ship cut off 383 seconds after the launch. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.